No. Zach Braff made Garden State.
And but, then also some other new shit that he funded on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Recently.
who's Lake Bell, though?
Lake Bell is this female I'm showing you on my phone.
Here. Oh, was she the lead of it? She was the lead in a world.
No, she was the lead in a world.
Yeah.
But Lake Bell resembles to Zach Braff in a way that they were both on doctor shows that were comedies.
Okay.
Right, Hugh?
I don't know.
Scrubs? Zach Braff?
I didn't watch Scrubs.
Oh, come on. It's so heartwarming. Scrubs and also Children's Hospital.
Oh, right, Children's Hospital.
But that was, Lake Bell was on Children's Hospital. And they're both on that, are both on doctor shows, predating their directorial and writing debuts.
Okay.
And Lake Bell wrote and directed In a World. Zach Braff wrote and directed Garden State.
Okay.
And they both won.
Well, they were both also in their own movies. So they were writer, director, star.
And star, exactly. Triple threat, Ski. And they both won Sundance. Very similar. Both have weird names.
Yeah, I think Lake Bell's more talented, though.
I don't know. What?
I mean, like, have you seen, like, the previews for the new Zach Braff Kickstarter film? It looks so self-indulgent and, like,
yeah,
you know, it's sentimental. It should be a comedy because it looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's taking itself seriously.
I don't know if I like that. Welcome to the improvised IMDb show. I'm your host, Josh Babacci. Of course, toast, blah, 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 whatever. You know the catchphrase. Not even going to say the full thing. Duh. We've got a couple guests here. First, a new guest, Hugh Guiney.
Yes.
What's up, bro? What's going on?
Not much. No, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're on Idiot Box, is that correct?
Yeah, in improv groups, I'm in Idiot Box, Dear Diary, and brand new group, which hasn't even rehearsed yet, Short Prof.
And, cool. Is that in direct opposition to Tall Prof?
It is a response to Tall Prof.
It's all short people.
We are throwing the gauntlet down.
Come on, man, I'm 5'4". I should be let on to that.
Well,
talk to your director.
All right, okay. Director's Ryan Sheely.
Zach Reich, what's up, dude?
Hey.
Back again. Zach Reich is a mainstay. Everyone's loving it.
I come when no one else can make it.
When everyone else bails, he's like the Paul F. Tompkins of this podcast. Comes in with a tour de force. Today we're going to be watching The Boy Next Door for a trailer. It's we're doing this on Valentine's Day because we're single and ready to mingle. Pretty much is the most of it. So ladies, get at us.
Get at us collectively. We only date together.
Yeah, right. Triple dates only. Triple dates only.
So reserve 4 people for your dinner reservations. Got to be a big table.
Oh, I was thinking that he dated 3 other girls, but oh, well, yeah,
yeah,
one on 3.
It was 3-1.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's even better.
I prefer that.
Right, me too. And we're going to also have a new segment called Random Trivia, where we talk about some movies that we like, look at the trivia, because they're silly, guys. That trivia on IMDb is silly. Look at it sometime. It's fucking silly stuff. Chill.
Yeah.
Let's watch the Boy Next Door trailer.
4.3 stars on IMDb.
I think 4.3 too many.
And you haven't backed the divorce yet. He cheats with his secretary every time he goes to the office.
Have you ever made a mistake?
You ready, Mom?
Pull it out, baby!
I got it.
And you are?
Noah. I'm staying next door with my uncle.
You're not from around here.
No. There was this accident with my folks.
I'm gonna finish up in Monroe High.
My mom teaches action.
Seems too cool to be a teacher.
God, you're beautiful. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have.
It's okay. The nicest thing anybody said to me in a long time.
Well, then I'm glad I said it. When you lose someone you love, you start to feel like you don't belong anywhere.
I have to go.
Please don't go.
feeling vulnerable.
I'm the adult. I wasn't thinking clearly.
I can't do this.
Hey, Noah, you want to stay for dinner?
Hey, Mrs. Peterson. Tell him what happened this weekend.
What happened?
Oh, there was a big thunderstorm. You guys didn't get it up there?
No, dry as a bone at the lake.
Well, it got pretty wet here.
Good news, I've approved your request for Noah Sanborn to join your class.
Kevin, did you send an email from my account?
Sounds like you've been hacked.
You should really change your password.
Your father seems to be around a lot now, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Don't forget that he walked out on you.
Honey, I need you to stay away from Noah, okay?
See you at school.
Hey, guys.
I can't do that, Clay. I live next door.
Do you want to take a cookie for the road?
I love your mother's cookies.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. No, that was great. Just because, like, what? Those are great lines at the end. I love that. You need to stay away from me. I live next door. So I can't.
Like, very logical.
Very, very logical in that. So what do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get this guy's motive. You know, he's like,
right.
He's getting it on with J-Lo.
Right.
And he's not content to just, like, let that be. He wants to terrorize her. Make her lose her job.
Right, it doesn't seem like that's really an end game.
Fucking him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only end result.
Right. Yeah, there is no. I was confused the whole time, kind of like, why is he, you know, basically about to murder her at any second?
He gets off on not getting off with J-Lo.
Right. Yeah,
right.
Yep, that's exactly.
Sick fuck.
He's a sick bastard.
For that reason, and I'm sure many others.
Yeah, that movie stars Jennifer Lopez and Rex Garland, some fucking guy. I don't know who he is.
I think this is a great movie to be analyzing on Valentine's Day because it really shows why more people should be single.
Hey, Todd.
Yeah, Jeff?
I just want to say that I really enjoyed your cookies. Your girlfriend's cookies last night was right. That was
yeah. But so you didn't mind the gluten free?
I didn't mind the gluten free at all. No.
That's great. Yeah. Some people just spit the thing out.
Yeah. No. It was very tasty. It was good. It was melted in my mouth. Really. It was warm. You know, everything that I would expect of a high quality cookie. Really. So yeah. Pass on the note.
Okay, I'll fax that to her right now.
Okay, you still use fax or what? You
I just
your
I just find it's a more personal method of communication. You know, today's society is so disconnected. I just like to send a nice fax to my girlfriend every once in a while.
Beep 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 his beeper.
Oh, sorry. Is there a phone nearby?
I have my cell phone. I have my iPhone. Todd, I have my iPhone.
Well, I'm not sure what that is. iPhone. As long as it's just a landline phone.
Well, it's a phone that is disconnected from any wires. It's a type of cell phone.
How does that work?
Well, you connect to towers that are jutting out of the earth. And there are multiple servers, such as AT&T and Verizon, that gives you service.
Which one?
Todd, can I stop you real quick before you ask me another question? What? Todd, what is going on, man? Are you against technology? Like, advancements in technology, man? Because, I mean, I know that you have only, I've only been your roommate for, like, 3 days, but, like,
yeah.
I did notice you don't have a computer, you don't carry around a beeper.
Yeah.
You fax things when you could
use Well, I'm an anarcho-capitalist, so that's just what I do.
Okay. I'm sorry, I don't know what that is.
Well, I mean, you should consult Encyclopedia Britannica for the definition.
Is that complex? What do you call those things? A piece of paper that you...
Well, it's a book.
The entire collection of Encyclopedia Britannica is on the wall behind Todd.
Yeah, I mean, which volume do you want?
Oh, that's a book?
Yeah.
Where's the buttons, man?
This is all of the world's information. You get anything you want to learn, it's in these volumes here.
Well, it seems that I am holding the same equivalent, but in my hand right now in this iPhone form, just saying, I mean, it seems almost like an oxymoron.
I don't understand. You told me that's a phone somehow.
Yeah, it's a phone.
Fancy cordless phone, right. I guess.
But it also...
What does that have to do with encyclopedias, though? Are you going to phone a friend?
You could technically do that, yeah. No, that could technically be something that you do.
Well, I mean, I've got all the world's information right here on the shelf.
There's a thing called Google.
Yeah, that's a very high number.
The fax machine next to Todd has just turned on and a fax has come in. It's from his girlfriend.
Oh, hey, it's from Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, this is personal. I'm not going to read it aloud, but it's sweet. Makes my day.
Oh, is it? Wait, was that in response to the cookie thing?
Well, we've moved past that. We've sent several faxes.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. I was just wondering if there was anything that she sent back so that I could know. But anyways.
She said thanks. You know.
The machine is turned on again. Like 10 faxes have just come in.
It's a picture.
She says I can't hang out in the man cave anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not, man?
She thinks I'm not spending enough time with her.
Well, she's right outside, dude. She's right. I mean, she's right in your room.
A letter just came in through the crack at the bottom of the door.
It's a breakup letter.
That fast?
Yeah, well, she's right outside, so...
Get the fuck out of there, Todd, or we're done! Alright, Zach, you initiate a seed.
Okay, well, okay.
Good initiation.
Zach, I feel like every time we're in a scene, every time, like, you never initiate, okay? You're always holding back, Zach. I feel like you're never really actually initiating.
I initiate by supporting.
No. Okay, but you really only... And am I right, Hugh? Am I right? Zach never actually initiates.
Right. I mean, I've been watching you perform for years. We didn't just meet today.
Right.
And,
right.
I mean, but you know that. And, you know, yeah, he's right. You don't.
Yes, I agree that I don't ever initiate, and I think that I support in other ways.
Okay.
No, but you don't.
Yeah, you actually don't a lot. A lot of the time you don't. You, one time you were just like, hey, I'm going to initiate, guys, is that okay, in the middle of a show?
Yes, I did that because I didn't want to hurt anybody else's feelings if someone else wanted to start a scene.
I don't think that any of us, our feelings were hurt. We were all starting scenes the whole time. That was the last scene. We were all encouraging you. All
right, I'm going to start a new scene based on what we just watched in a podcast. Will that make everyone happy?
Yeah. We'll start a new scene.
Okay, new scene.
It'd be a nice start.
It was great. Let's see. So we'll watch.
Oh, am I not? I'm not going to be able to initiate a scene.
Oh no! No! Oh, hold on! Hold on!
None of the scenes we've done have been based off the J-Lo.
None of them. None of them really at all. No.
The cookies one was vaguely.
The cookies one was vaguely.
There was a relation. There was a romantic relationship.
Yeah. Right.
Involved.
All right. Why don't you do one? Right, we'll negate Zach's initiative. No. Zach, you're going to get punished, all right?
So, you know, I know we've been going out for about 5 months now. It's great. You know, I'm loving it. Really? But, you know, that sex tape we made, I think I'm going to send it to everyone you know.
I don't understand. Why would you ever do that, Charles?
Yeah, why would you do that to us?
Well, I feel like, you know, we've sort of hit a plateau in our relationship, and it's time to take it to the next level, you know? We gotta you know, keep things interesting.
Are you saying you're trying to Kim K me? Are you trying to Kim K me? Are you trying to put me out there on the internet like Ray J did and make my booty famous and whatnot so you can reap the benefits? Is that what you're trying to say?
You know, if that would be a fortunate side effect of what I'm trying to do, but what I'm really focused on is just, you know, spicing things up a little bit.
I don't know how this relationship could get any spicier. It's you and us, two on one.
Yeah, it's two twins, Hugh.
Yeah, but that's so 2003, guys. Come on.
Are you talking about Charmed? Because that was three girls.
I'm not talking about Charmed, although I would like to later.
Okay. Okay, listen, I think that you're using us for your own means.
Are you going to be making money off of this sex tape?
No, it's be completely free for everyone to see. Everyone that you two know.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't understand how this benefits us, Hugh. It's not like I'm going to whack off to it. Is that what you're going to do? Is that what you think everyone's going to do?
I mean, people, there may be, yeah, I mean, it's good. It's a porno film. People are going to whack off to it, all right?
You never said it was a porno film.
But, you know, that's not what, I'm not going to whack off to the video. I'm going to whack off to the thought of people whacking off to the video.
God, that's disgusting.
I know. I enjoy meta stuff because I'm an asshole. But you knew that when you entered into a relationship.
We knew that about you.
We knew that. That's the first thing.
That's what I loved about you. When you saw us.
First thing I said.
We cut to that.
Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Hugh. I love everything meta because I'm an asshole.
Oh, that's nice.
I think you're sexy. And your friend is also... very sexy. Did your friend hear the disclaimer?
Oh my god! I'll repeat it. Yeah. Oh my god, that was such a cool pickup. No one's ever said that. No one's ever been that honest.
Oh my god!
He's so honest.
Cut back.
So I should have said no that day. My friend to say no because now we just know that you're a disgusting pig.
Well, now you're in it. You didn't say no, and now here you are.
You know what? I think this is only fair that you do this because I've already sent pictures of your dick to all your friends.
Oh, well, that's great.
It's true. Wait, what? You're not upset about it?
No, I want people to see my dick.
What? Why are you okay with that?
Well, if it makes you happy.
I was doing it actually more to antagonize you.
Yeah, it wasn't really to make us happy. It was to antagonize you. So I think that maybe that was kind of lost in translation.
Because you're an asshole. Like, we've sort of come to realize how much an asshole you are.
Yeah.
Right, but see, assholes thrive on antagony. I think that's a word. I have to consult a encyclopedia.
What are those? Who even knows?
That used to be a thing.
Yeah, and now it's Wikipedia. Cause
it's just Wikipedia, and it's controlled by nerds who just, like, you know, constantly revert my edits.
Doesn't that make you a nerd?
Yeah, why are you editing?
Because I know things. You know, I know a lot about HD video. And I tried to update the page for HD video. And some asshole, who's not me, was reverting my edits to make the facts wrong. Now, but see, the thing is, like, the Wikipedia facts propagate. You know? Yeah. So lies become the truth.
Yeah, I love Wikipedia because everyone knows that it's not right.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. everyone's
well, there are legitimate pages that are pretty correct. But
yeah,
you're
I
not
going to
find, you know, very many 100% pages. Because
right.
people actively go in and undo what people do,
yeah.
you know? Yeah, that is... That site, yeah, that site is just... It's not... anyone can change it.
Yeah.
So... But you can't get some useful information.
Now nobody knows the truth about HD video.
No one will ever know the fucking yeah. truth about HD video.
I got back when like HD DVDs came out. I don't know if you remember. It was like
yep.
HD DVD
and then,
Blu-ray.
And
yeah.
then,
got...
well, no, it was HD DVD then Blu-ray. And HD DVD lasted for like
yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
But go on.
Yeah, we.
Go on.
Yeah, so my family bought the HD DVD.
Oh.
Like, we made that decision.
Oh, no.
And then
ah.
it took us a long time to finally come to terms with the fact that
it wasn't,
that was not.
It wasn't
a buy. Like, we bought multiple HD DVDs.
I mean, there were some movies that only came out on one or the other.
Mm.
You know, like Transformers
yeah.
was HD DVD mm. only.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I have a PS3. How
right.
am I going to watch it?
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stupid.
That was stupid. That was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Fuck Michael Bay for doing that. personal attack on Michael Bay. Yes.
It's not the first time we've personally attacked him in a podcast.
No, it's not.
Do you still have the HD DVD player?
I might. I don't know. I'd have to dig around.
It's probably, I don't know.
Do you want
worth
it?
Worth something, yeah.
Like,
well,
why is it worth something?
Because it's useless.
And there's a whole stock of DVD, HD DVDs out there that
someone needs to play.
Right.
Somebody. I mean, why not? I mean, there's probably great movies in
yeah.
HD DVD right now not being played.
You know, it's technically a superior format to Blu-ray.
Right.
They have better specs.
Oh, really? So why didn't it catch on?
I don't know. Branding.
Mm.
Yeah, Sony.
Sony.
Mm.
So popular.
I think a lot of companies put their weight behind it as of patents or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know exactly. Not Wikipedia.
I am not Wikipedia.
Yeah, so guys, you know, I think that here at Depot Corp, we should really invest in you know, what's best for branding. I understand that, like, you know, these fucking skateboards, you know, are better quality, but we could probably sell these to Sony, you know, these other skateboards.
Yeah, I mean, ever since Sony's gone all in on extreme sports, you know, I feel like the climate is just, you know, it's waiting to put the economic climate is just waiting for somebody to jump in, you know, and take advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, saying like, what do you think, Stevens? You know, like, what do you think, man? Because like, you never ever, you like never throw out any first like ideas, man. Like,
look, I support people's ideas in other ways. Like, yes, I support this skateboarding idea.
Fine,
and I'm willing to write up the report for it.
All right, well, fine. Good enough.
But I don't know why you always need me to start the meeting.
Well, because I feel better. I feel more confident. You give me confidence, Stevens. You know what I mean? And
what?
I'm not very
That's
confident.
What I'm, trying to do.
I'm not very
I'm
confident, guys, that these freaking skateboards can be sold and, like, I can sleep at night, man, because, like, let's be honest, you know, those blind skateboards that we were going to, those, you know, sign people on with, they're a lot better. They're a lot better quality than these shitty Walmart ones they were trying to get Sony to deal with.
It's all about quantity.
All right, man.
You're right. It is.
Quantity over quality. That's what I've been saying since day zero. Okay?
Hey. Yeah, you have been saying that since literally day zero. I know this, but...
Hey, Rick, are you having trouble sleeping? You said you're having trouble sleeping in there.
Yeah, man, I'm having trouble sleeping. What about it, man?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying. I want to help you, you know? Like, you want me to make you a relaxation tape?
A relaxation tape?
A relaxation tape. I'll say relaxing things, and you can listen to it before you go to sleep.
You know, this has nothing to do with the meeting, but please continue.
Well, yeah, no.
I'm just trying to help out.
Yeah, no, that would be cool, man. I didn't, you know, that's one of the nicest things anyone's ever done.
Okay.
I mean, right, they're suggested out of the blue, yeah.
All right, yeah, I'll make you a relaxation tape.
Okay, cool, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm relaxed just knowing that you two have connected in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you want, I mean, do you have...
I don't need the relaxation tape.
Okay. Just figured I'd offer.
Plenty relaxed right now.
You seem a little tense.
Not on edge!
You seem a little tense.
Yeah, man, you seem a lot intense. I asked you if you wanted to smoke a bowl before the conference meeting, and you said no, man. That's the first conference meeting you never smoked a bowl, man.
Right, that's because we were standing right outside of HR, and the door was open.
So what? I smoke with Theo all the time, man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we just don't advertise it. That'd be stupid.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Look, all this talk about quantity over quality, I'm wondering, are you trying to make up for something here? Are you feeling small inside?
Yeah, man, like...
I just want to help you understand yourself.
As a matter of fact, I am small inside.
Like,
I have a physically tiny heart.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that became really sad.
It's a disease. It's called tiny heart syndrome.
I'm so sorry.
It doesn't mean I love any less.
Of course.
Of course, man. I'm sorry.
It just means that, you know, I have to take it easy on the weed every once in a while. I can't get my heart rate up too high or my heart will just explode.
Right.
I'm sorry, man.
It's like Crank, the movie Crank.
I missed that one.
Yeah, I missed that one. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, when you invited me to your Crank marathon, Crank movie marathon 2 weeks ago, I was having a date with Debbie. I'm sorry, man. And I should have been there, and I should have been able to ask you about your problems.
No. Relationships are important. I'm just so flustered.
Why are you
I've never opened up like this before.
I know. I think we should all share more.
Not since 1999.
We got to 1999.
The millennium! I'm scared!
Hey, can you get the... What are you doing in my store, man? You're just screaming about the millennium? Are you okay, man?
Technology's gonna ruin us!
Hey, I heard someone crying from the storage room. Is everything okay out here? How can I help?
Oh, God! Someday there's going to be the world's information internet's going to just ruin everything.
It sounds like you need a relaxation tape.
We got back. Well, you were right about one thing back in 1999, you.
Yeah.
The internet, it ruined everything.
Yeah, stuff sucks much more now.
Stuff sucks in 2045.
I know. I should have been Nate Silva.
Random trivia. Sorry, that was a really bad Don Pardo. Right, I gotta stop trying to do Don Pardo.
That was so random trivia.
I gotta at least commit or something. I don't know. That's terrible. So we're gonna look at random. Let's look at The Boy Next Door just because we watched that. The random trivia. Sometimes this stuff is silly. Okay. The film was shot in just 25 days on a budget of around $4 million.
Yeah, that says million. In commas.
Is that million. A lot or a little for a movie?
That's tiny.
That's a very.
So I'm wondering if there is a very small budget, why were there two major explosions in the trailer?
I think they gave away. Guys, go watch the trailer, but I feel like they gave away, like, the
whole movie is.
Yeah, it's like
much
in the trailer, though. The whole movie is in the trailer. It's one of those movies.
Basically, the only question I'm left with after the trailer is, like, well, does J-Lo stab the douchebag, or because the douchebag stabbed James.
Right. One that's of those things is going to happen.
Yeah.
There's a knife, and
I know how it starts. Like, explosion. I know what the middle is. I just need the ending.
Yeah.
Unless the ending is that giant explosion.
Unless they mutually stab each other.
Like, don't you think that explosion would cost a lot of money to make?
Probably does, but
I mean, $4 million. I mean, yeah. Think about what they did in this. They shot this fucking movie, you know, in houses.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
yeah.
They didn't have any crazy shit.
Really.
But I wonder how much of that is J-Lo's salary. Like, she must not take a lot, right?
Right. That's really big of her to take a salary.
Well, I mean, I don't think she's getting offered that much after Jiggly, right? I mean, can we assume?
I have no idea. I mean, maybe she's not really getting the same sort of movie work.
Well, that movie was just one of the worst movies of all time. It was rated, so.
Maybe she knows some guy.
Maybe she's, it said, Jennifer Lopez said the sex scenes were awkward with Ryan Guzman, who is the male lead. And Ryan Guzman admitted to being plagued by nerves when shooting intimate scenes with co-star Jennifer Lopez.
That must have been the worst.
That must have been the best. Boner town all the time.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you've got lights on you. You've got cameras all around.
True.
You have to do it in a certain way where it's, like, fake but looks convincing. Like, there's actually there are people who train actors for sex scenes. You know, it's like, what do you do if you get a boner? What do you do if you don't get a boner? You know, because, like, you lose either way.
You're right. Yeah.
It's
right.
You do lose either way. I mean, I feel like at the end of the day, if you get a boner, you're training in some way, though.
So what do you do? Do you know any of the secrets?
No, I never.
That's interesting.
Jerk off furiously in the corner.
I'm not sure what problem that's solving.
All right, Jennifer Lopez filmed her own sex scenes for the film.
Wait, what?
So, Hugh, is there also sex scene doubles? Like, body doubles?
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. No, but I'm just imagining, like, J-Lo by herself. With a handheld camera. Oh, come here. Oh, no.
It's probably one of those cameras that, like, there's a huge metal bar coming out of you and it, like, attaches.
Oh, so
to
like
the
a
camera.
Selfie stick?
Yeah, exactly.
A selfie stick for a sex stick.
Yeah, for a sex stick.
Somebody who she's actually seeing and, like, just didn't show his face.
Interesting.
And maybe so, like, it was like a stunt double kind of thing. But where she was just comfortable. She's like, wants to make it look real. I don't know. This is a far-fetched theory.
let's cut to Jennifer Lopez going to her agent suggesting that. Let's cut to that.
So there's sex scenes in the film. And you're concerned.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be kind of awkward with, I don't even remember his name. There's someone whispering in my ear what his name was.
Guzman? Man, it's Ryan.
You're talking about Guzman.
Thanks, Fred. That's why I always wear this earpiece. Yeah, I'm a little worried. The chemistry isn't really there. He's always...
Well,
really
he's a hunk.
Yeah.
He's a 27-year-old. He's ripped. He's,
yeah, but he's
chemistry's
always...
Chemistry's not there. What do you mean?
It's just he's always really nervous around me. His hands are shaking.
Well, of course he is, honey. You're a star.
Yeah, but it's hard. And most people that I'm with aren't nervous with me. We connect. There's no nerves. It's just natural. But he's like... He threw up a little bit.
Oh, Jesus. Well, did you try that thing?
The NyQuil?
Yeah, did you slip on the NyQuil?
Yeah, I gave him a little NyQuil. And
didn't work, huh?
It didn't work.
Jesus.
It
usually works for most of my clients.
It might have. That might be what upset his stomach.
We cut to the director's room. Hey, man. I just want to say thanks for casting me. You know, this is my first movie. I'm really nervous about this whole J-Lo scene. But really, I wasn't. You know, I was pumped. You know, I had a boner the first time.
You're not supposed to get the boner.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We
I can't help.
That's why we brought on the specialist.
Okay, yeah, I gotta talk about that. He made me drink some liquid, and then I remember kind of passing out mid scene, and then somebody yelling "cut."
Was this alcohol? You're not supposed to drink on set. Yeah, I said that on day zero.
No, I mean, yeah, you said that on day zero. It wasn't alcohol. It tasted like a fucking like NyQuil, but like watered down. Like somebody was trying to make it not taste like NyQuil.
Okay, well, I don't know the first thing about this. I'm gonna go talk to that sex scene instructor and
come back.
Yeah, I think that the NyQuil, he just kind of he passed out. Like,
all right, well, we need a plan B.
NyQuil.
I like it.
Okay, we'll try that.
All right, I'll go talk to the sex instructor.
Okay.
We got to that.
All right, buddy. Round two. We're switching out the purple stuff for the orange stuff.
You talking about DayQuil? You're talking about going DayQuil, man?
Going DayQuil.
No, man. You never go DayQuil, man. Never.
Look, desperate times call for desperate measures. The guy's getting a boner, and he's too fucking nervous.
Yeah, well, there's other methods, like giving him oolong tea or something.
No.
To relax him, but
no oolong tea. I've had nothing but trouble with oolong tea.
Listen, the NyQuil works because it relaxes and puts you to sleep, man. The DayQuil doesn't make you drowsy. Doesn't make you drowsy, Jeff. So we're just gonna be feeding him NyQuil, man, and you know, I don't want to get risk my job for something that's stupid.
But maybe he'll stop coughing for 2 fucking seconds. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Bad enough with the boner.
Yeah, he'll probably make the scenes less awkward and weird if he stops coughing in J-Lo's face.
Cut to one of the sex scenes.
Oh,
sorry.
Cut and print.
I just love the idea of like professionals talking about boners with a straight face.
Right.
Yeah, it's just a dating someone with NyQuil, first of all, against their will. It's like on a movie set that
they watered it down. I love
Oh my god.
So
sweet. All right, so boom. This is the fusion of the Any Movie and random trivia section, guys. It's a mixture. We're putting them together right now. What's a movie that you've seen recently? I know you said, what was it? What were we talking about? It was Lake Bell.
In a world.
Great movie. Everyone watched that movie. Anything else?
What have I seen recently? I saw a movie called Angels of Sex.
Okay, is that a porno movie?
Almost. It's a romance. You know, there's a few steamy scenes in there. It's a Spanish language film. Found it on Netflix. Where one of the characters is like a male bisexual, and it's just like you never see that film.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Was it good?
I thought that was interesting. Yeah, it was good.
Cool.
Did you guys think it was professional? I yawned into the mic.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, I mean, most people struggle with that.
So. Yeah. Okay, well, just wanted to know you guys' opinion on that.
I just saw that Daniel Radcliffe movie where he, like, turns into a demon. That was on
Netflix. Oh, he grows the horns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what is that movie called?
Just type in, like, Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, it'll be recent.
It'll be his latest movie.
Yeah.
Would you think of it? I haven't seen it, but
I think it's worth watching.
I've heard...
Good things?
That it was bad. It looked interesting by the trailer.
I don't know. I mean, it was... I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah, I liked it. It was kind of weird, but it was...
Holy shit!
Horns, that's it.
Oh, yeah. It's just called Horns.
It's just called Horns. Oh.
The most prominent.
Yeah, the most...
Guys, can I just say one thing? And we'll go on to Horns. We're going to look at some trivia.
One thing.
Yeah, we're going to look at some trivia, but Dana Radcliffe was in two episodes of The Simpsons. Boom!
When?
2010 to 2014.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He was in a Treehouse of Horror. Oh, he's in a lot of stuff. He was in Treehouse of Horror.
Oh, those are some long episodes.
That's a classic episode, man. Treehouse of Horror. Can't go without it every year. You know what I mean? Just kidding. It's been like 15 years, guys. Stop doing stuff. Come on. You know, if they're going to make that many Simpsons, then they need to also follow it with that many Futuramas.
Hmm.
That's what I proclaim.
I mean, Simpsons had a pretty big head start.
Right, yeah, no, I want them to, you know, catch up. It's
just a bunch of overworked animators.
We gotta catch up to the Simpsons!
So, trivia. We don't know anything about this movie. Zach, tell us about this movie. What is it even about?
Okay, so it's about Daniel Radcliffe's character is in love with his longtime girlfriend. He's like late high school, I guess, aged. I don't know. It was hard to tell. He was living at home, and everyone he knew was still kind of living in the area. So I'm assuming high school. And so you start off with like learning that, and then it quickly cuts to the viewer learning that Daniel Radcliffe's character, whose name is Ig, has been accused of killing his girlfriend. And everyone sees him as like a terrible person, so he grows little horns on his head. And because of these horns, whenever he goes up to someone, they have to tell him their deepest, darkest secrets. That's just kind of what happens.
Is that okay? Well,
so that's pretty much the movie, and okay. it's like a little mystery. Like he's trying to figure out who actually killed his girlfriend.
Okay, but on the side note, he's just got these horns that do stuff.
Yeah, but it kind of helps him because like everyone has to tell him the truth, you know. So it's like a detective story, but
I'm more interested in the film now.
Yeah,
it's not a bad movie.
I thought the horns were a random affectation.
No, they're part of it.
Also gives him a random.
No, it's like part of it.
It's like like it's a quirky indie movie. Like that's his quirk.
That's hard.
Yeah, that'd be a little weird. That's where I draw.
I
want to
see like the Zach Braff directed Daniel Radcliffe with horns.
Let's see that. Let's cut to the first day of shooting of the Zach Braff film, which is called
Horn.
Let's cut to that.
All right, this movie's going to be exactly like Scrubs.
Is that a show? Is that a show that was? It was on. It was on at some point in time, Mr. Braff.
Yeah. No, it was an American show. You probably didn't get it wherever the fuck you live.
Oh no! Yeah, it's English, England. Yeah, I'm from England, chap. Figured you knew since it casted me. You know.
Well, I figured you'd know before you'd sign the fucking papers to work on a Zach Braff film. But anyway. I guess it's gonna be just exactly. Can somebody please translate like Scrubs? You know, like because I know what I mean, and everybody on this set knows what I mean. But you know.
Oh yeah, I'm just part of the camera crew, but I'm also.
Oh hey chap.
Right, so hey, I can describe it to you a little bit.
Okay,
it's going to be exactly like Scrubs. It's going to be pretty much the same as that.
Okay, and I still don't understand. Have you seen Scrubs? Because it's not an English show.
Yeah, of course I've seen Scrubs. Right, yeah, pretty much everyone's seen Scrubs. You know, we all know what it is. And it's going to be exactly like it. Okay. This movie is going to be exactly like Scrubs.
All right, so you got that, Daniel? Just let that sink in,
okay.
Synthesize it.
Okay.
And now, you know, let's go to scene 62.
Okay.
Places and action.
I never thought that this would ever happen to me, Joan. I never thought that this would happen.
Oh, sorry. I know I'm an actor, so I shouldn't cut these scenes, but I just want to say.
Okay, cut. What the fuck?
I just want to say, I envisioned your character, Daniel, being a little bit more like the character from Scrubs.
Right on.
She's not the director, but I would have given you the same note. So, with that in mind, let's back to one. Roll it and action.
Okay. It's June. It's been so good here at Scrubs.
I'm sorry. I know. I should be inserting the word.
Oh God damn it! Cut.
I'm sorry. Inserting the word Scrubs doesn't make it more like Scrubs.
Okay, but
you need to really internalize.
Yeah, don't improvise. We don't improvise on this set. Just stick to the script.
Okay, but I don't understand how I'm supposed to make the script into Scrubs. I'm just reading the lines, and I figured
you're not making the script into Scrubs. It's just we're making it exactly like Scrubs.
Yeah, it's just supposed to be like Scrubs. Haven't you watched Scrubs back home in England? I mean, we all watch it.
No, I don't watch Scrubs. I'm too busy watching the 9 o'clock, not the 9 o'clock news, and Sherlock. Other programs on BBC.
You need a branch.
The British Taxi Driver show.
Oh my god!
That's a show. That's what was on.
Don't they have a reverse BBC for American shows over there?
Yeah, they do. But they have. Okay, fine. They have English Scrubs, but I didn't want to admit that I've never seen it. I didn't want to admit that I've never seen it.
English Scrubs is nothing like this movie.
Okay, well, fine.
We need American Scrubs to be your motivation.
Okay, well, I can't see how that could happen. I've never actually seen American Scrubs.
All right,
I've seen the English version.
Well, you're just going to have to wing it then.
That's what I was trying to...
You've got 17 pages of script to shoot now. Still left in the day.
Okay, well, I'll try to perform something from the English Scrubs. At the least.
All right, I'll take it because I don't have another actor.
Oh boy!
In places, rolling, action.
Hey, what's going on, Vanilla Bear? Right on. Should we go get those health reports stat?
Okay, cut that. Was perfect.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Wasn't English Scrubs. That'd be sweet. If there was a reverse channel,
yeah,
that would be BBC. Fucking sweet, dude.
What would it be called? ABC?
yeah, probably.
The best of American television. In morning.
Dude, I want to see that shit. Like, I want to see them, like, be like, because, I mean, they kind of have in a way. Think about it, right? Sherlock came out, that one with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Or as I like to call, Bibbidi Bob Cosby speech. I just call him different names because his name is super whimsical.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Super whimsical.
It is. Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Culpable fish sticks. Like, all different kinds of stuff. Inside cardigan.
Right.
But they made an American Sherlock with, like, some girl Watson, you know? They're always doing that. They got The Office.
Imagine if it were a cycle, you know? So, like, then the British... There's a British-American Sherlock.
Right.
That would be,
They just keep going.
They keep going. Over and over.
A vicious
Until
cycle.
Until it becomes a completely different show.
Right.
Like a completely different genre.
Yeah, and that's just how TV works from now on.
Yeah. It's an ecosystem. It's sustainable.
Its own, yeah. All supported by funds from viewers like you.
Sponsored by Flower.
Oh, okay. I was looking at Daniel Radcliffe's other stuff, and he was on The Tonight Show. But I thought it said he was in a movie with Mike Tyson and Sturgill Simpson. And I was like, oh, man, that's a primo lineup, dude. Yeah, right. Like, you know. Oh, look at that. Benedict Cumberbatch is married. Sherlock star wed Sophie Hunter on Valentine's Day. We were just talking about good old Beneful Casper Stan. So, yeah. Good stuff.
That was in latest headlines.
That's a new segment? Can we just improvise that new segment?
Latest
Thanks
headline.
To Hugh?
Yeah.
I'm going to call it Hugh Guiney's segment, which is, by the way, this show has really bad segment titles. That's just a testament to that. The Hugh Guiney segment, where we just look at the Good, what's happening?
Yeah, you want to do an intro?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's time for latest headlines
with your host, you guy.
He's a little guy.
I'm little. Fucking 5'6".
All right.
Well, people who are 5'6" don't have changed voices. So you have to be much smaller.
Yeah, come on, that's not. That
I have
is
tiny
not...
vocal cords. It's a condition.
Can we cut to that? Can we cut to that?
What the fuck do you mean?
I
thought puberty was supposed to make my voice deeper.
Yeah. Me and my colleague here have been doing research for a good 5 years on this, and it seems to be some type of Benedict...
Cumberbottom.
I'm sorry.
In English, please!
Yeah, no, it seems...
I'm not a scientist! I don't know what that means!
It seems to be some type of Benjamin Button-related issue with your throat, where it'll come in cycles. You'll get that really croaky, shitty, pubescent voice back again, and then you'll get to a deep voice, and then you go back.
Yeah, this explains why when you were born, your crying
sounded
sounded like you were a man.
Cut to
crying.
That.
Here he comes! Here he comes! Oh my god! Oh, sweet Jesus! Should I kill it?
Cut back.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I was too young.
Yeah, you were just a baby, but you almost died because of it.
Yeah.
No one knew what was happening, but now we know.
All right, well, what do I do?
Well, you first...
What are my treatment options?
you gotta massage your larynx more first
How
of all.
How am I going to do that? I don't know where that is.
Listen, have you ever...
Is it right here?
Yeah, it's your throat.
You ever looked into an encyclopedia?
I told you, use English words.
Yeah, it's your throat.
Have you ever looked into an encyclopedia?
No, what's that?
Well, use your cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah, use your cell phone.
I know what that is.
Yeah, use your cell phone and, look up the larynx. I'm not going to tell you right now. I have a lot of other patients. I just am giving you this medication.
Okay, but how many of them have a Benjamin Button throat?
You would be so surprised.
Others like me.
Cut to him at the meeting for all of these people with Benjamin Button's throat.
Hi, my name's Hugh. I'm new here.
Hi, Hugh.
Thanks. I didn't realize that there was a community.
Yeah, all of us, because we're so ostracized.
Yeah. I have a Benjamin Button dick.
Why are you here? Look, this is
you're in the wrong room.
You're in the wrong room.
Oh.
Next door.
Are you guys sure you guys' dicks don't get? You didn't have a man dick when you came out.
I'm not going to discuss that with a stranger.
Wait, so you hold it out?
Wait, that's a
very personal question. Do I have a Benjamin Button dick?
Yeah, I don't think that this is an appropriate place to be talking about this.
Okay. You are making me uncomfortable.
All right, I'm sorry. I'll go next door.
Yeah, 3 doors down.
Yeah, they're okay.
That's your safe space. This is our safe space.
Okay, whatever, man. I thought I could make some friends. Maybe talk about how my dick came out as a almost like a fucking tree trunk when
I came out of the womb. Nobody wants to hear
and
it.
And now it's the size of a goddamn pebble. But okay, I'll be supported over there then.
Yeah, go.
Do it.
And assholes.
We're waiting.
See you later.
Oh,
you won't.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ, does that happen a lot?
All the time.
I don't know if I want to keep coming to these meetings.
No, you gotta keep coming.
Drunk dick people coming in and out.
No, you gotta keep coming because it's usually just me sitting here and creeps like that coming in who claim they have underdeveloped things.
You gotta get better signage.
You're right. I've just been posting these very small signs on telephone poles. I need to do more marketing.
Marketing, yeah. Small voices, big problems.
We cut to a marketing room, boardroom. All right, so guys, listen. Those last dudes that got fired for trying to sell those fucking shitty skateboards, get those guys out of here. I hired you two guys, okay, to market. Now, you're telling me that you have people with very small signs and very small voices swinging, doing the sign swinging stuff, the sign tossing.
Small voices, but big problems.
Oh, this is your representative?
Yeah, we're a team.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, I'm not sure that I...
It's small because that's different. It's going to get people's attention. They're going to look and they say, oh, what's that?
Yeah, how...
Look, when someone is sitting there and they feel something rub up against their leg, they're like, oh, maybe, what is that? They look down, it's a mouse. All eyes are on that mouse. It's so small.
You know what?
The mouse has a note attached to it. And it reads, small voices,
big problems.
This place is gonna burn.
Because you poured gas on the ground, Troy. You just poured gas all over the ground. What do we...
This place needs to burn so that the hot woman living here will no longer sleep with me.
So you're saying that's your only problem? Are you really knocked on my door, okay, at 11 o'clock p.m. I got work tomorrow. Came next door, knocked on my door, said you're going to burn down our condo because you don't want to see the overly clingy, extremely hot woman that you're seeing right now?
Right. I wanted to warn you so you could get out in time.
This
place is going to be ashes tomorrow.
That's kind of a dick move, man. Like, I'm going to be real honest with you. I have half a mind to report you to the cops.
Oh, don't do that. Come on.
Well, dude,
we're best friends.
You're admitting arson right now and trying to actively ruin my day over some girl. I thought it was bros before hoes, man.
That's exactly why I'm coming to tell you. You got to get out.
Dude, I don't know, man. It feels like you're bashing our bros before hoes thing, just like you bashed our sabers before haters. Remember that time that we went to the Star Wars premiere of Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
And you went with those fucking guys who were all dressed as Jar Jar Binks, and you didn't want to hang out with all the guys with Jedis and sabers. And we promised sabers before haters. You know, so
There's nothing hating about a person dressed up as Jar Jar Binks. That's fine.
It's not fine. That was a terrible movie, and he was a racist character. Jim, this is why we might have to cut off our relationship, man. This is why our friendship may have to come to an end.
No, I don't want burning down your house to make us... so we can't be friends anymore.
Well, dude, it's going to. I'm not going to have a place to live.
But you don't understand my problem. I am next door right now to this woman.
Yeah.
Unless I burn down this house, of course she won't be there. I'm not going to kill anybody.
It's a condo building. You're going to have to make sure that everyone's out.
As I'm going door to door, I'm warning everyone. The house will be burned down. She'll have to move, and I won't be next door. Oh, the door's knocked.
Hey, police!
Oh.
What's going on here?
Oh, I'm just having a conversation with my friend about...
Oh, yeah? What about?
Relationship. Just relationship
problems.
Oh, problem.
Relationships! Yeah, I love relationships. Let me grab a seat.
Oh.
If you don't mind.
Oh, no, I kind of did. You really didn't have... Like, you just pushed your way in here.
Okay.
And pulled your gun out and then sat down on the couch.
Oh, okay.
Like, that, I think that's legal. Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know. Can't do shit about it, so...
Right, yeah, you still...
Let's hear about the relationship.
Okay, fine.
Alright, well, here's the problem. So, I've been seeing this woman.
I've heard enough.
Really?
I'm with you, man. You gotta burn her house down.
Yeah, I can't believe you saw that right away. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the only logical conclusion.
Right, I gotta burn her house down so I won't be next door.
I'll look the other way.
Oh, thank you. Wow, well, can you tell
your
buddy?
No, it stopped. Is this really happening? First of all, you put your Glock down in my pasta. And second of all, are you approving him burning down this condo, which in turn also burns down my condo?
I'm going to respond to what you said in order. Now it's Glockster, which is also where my mother's from. And yes, of course I approve. That's the only logical conclusion.
Look, when you're next door to a woman and you don't want to be seeing that woman anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't, you gotta find a way to not be next door.
Yeah, and one of those ways is certainly not set fire to a condo.
That is one of those ways.
That is literally not one of
those
things.
That is one of the ways.
That is,
it would be creepy if an ugly guy did it, but he's a 27-year-old hunk.
I'm a hunk. I have abs of steel.
Come on, man.
Do you want to see my abs?
No. No, I don't want to see your abs.
Come on, I always ask you. You never...
Hey, I'm just coming in. It's just me. It's Officer Daniels.
Sorry. Oh, hey, Daniels.
Hey,
how's it going?
Hey, what's up? How's it going? I'm his partner. I didn't want to wait in the car anymore. Yeah, you don't mind I have my gun out, right? No, yeah, I do mind. I do kind of mind that you have your gun out. But, okay. Sure, sit on my couch.
Yeah, well, you can't do shit about it.
Yeah, you can't do shit about it. Shut up. So what's going on here, Steven? What's going on?
Nothing. Just a little marital dispute.
Okay.
Yeah, just hatching it out with his BFF.
These two guys fucking married?
No. They're BFFs, yes. But he's got a marital dispute.
It would be fine if we were, but we're not.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well,
yeah, we'd all be fine with it.
Yeah, do you mind if I eat some of this pasta? We're actually on lunch break, so that's why you just wanted it into some fucking house.
Yeah, okay. Feel free to have some of the,
some of the pasta that I just cooked that you put your, gun also in?
Yeah, now it's Clockster.
Why? How did you come up with that? You just put your Glock in my Great line.
I don't know.
Great line.
All right, we're going to have some closing sentiments and plugs. Plugs first, closing sentiments last, guys. And also, what I like to say is don't fuck it up. Do not fuck up the closing sentiment. You? Don't fuck it up, man. No pressure.
No promises.
This is the listener's favorite part of the show. And all right. I've had people call in and say, look, I love your show, but the part where they do the closing sentiments, they fuck it up.
All right.
Zach, you know the deal.
Okay.
What's your plug? And guys, usually they give me fake plugs because they fuck with me. But
I don't have anything real to plug.
You do. You have Science Bros, okay? Tell them that that's the thing.
Okay.
And Sexy Summer. And we do have shows for Sexy Summer.
Okay, Josh and I are working and a couple other people. I don't know exactly who. Andy Yules and maybe someone else.
Mm-hmm.
On a show called Science Bros, which I'm now plugging before we've had one full rehearsal. So.
Yeah, no. I'm just trying to get you to plug some.
Why can't I?
Also, Sexy Summer. You got to plug that.
Okay,
plug
I'm also in a group called Sexy Summer, and we have shows coming up. I don't know when they are. This is why I'm not plugging it.
You got to know what, you got to know when they are before you come on, Zach. You got to know when your shows are, bro. You got to know.
So you're not going to let me plug my new.
The autobiography?
My new memoir. You're not...
You plugged it in the last two shows.
This is a different one. I told you the last one was put on hold.
Yeah, Bantam Books.
Yeah, it was put on hold for a little while. They let me publish
a new
memoir.
Let it rip. Let it rip.
It's a collection. It's actually a collection of personal correspondence between me and my brother-in-law, who is Irish. And we discussed the economic differences between America and Ireland in depth.
And it's just...
In a collection of letters.
A collection of letters.
It's my life. It's called My Life in Numbers.
Don't you think you should probably get the first book cleared before you start?
I think
the
I'm trying to change things up a little bit.
Okay.
It sounded like the editors,
I don't
want to
tell you what to do.
The editors weren't thrilled about my... my book about my life as a track star, so I'm trying to...
Which happened to not be true. I think that's why they weren't behind it.
What are you talking about?
Hey, look, that's what the allegations were. That's what I heard. That's why I heard it was canceled. But let's not talk about that. Sorry, I don't mean to... It's you!
Mm.
What's going on with the plug skis? What are you doing?
I don't have any specific dates, but, I just mentioned at the top of the show, same thing. Idiot Box, Dear Diary, and Short Prom. Just look out for those groups. Support's appreciated.
Short Prom, if you ever need anybody, I'm like 5'4".
All right.
Also,
Strangely, you have a strangely normal voice for that height.
Yeah, strangely normal. Surprise. Okay, so this is the hard part. Closing sentiments.
This is on the trailer?
No, it's just
at all.
It's just closing. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah. Why don't you go? No.
Okay. I'll go first. All right. My closing sentiment is always look to the stars, but also look in your pants, because sometimes your penis isn't the only one in it. Okay, so yeah. Anybody else want to go? Anybody else next for closing sentiments?
Okay, all right. I guess I'll go. The drive-in movie of life is nothing but a Toy Story.
Good movie.
All right, here's my closing sentiment. I don't know where you came from, but where you're going is half the battle.
Wow, I'm inspired.
No, you fucked it up. You damn it, Hugh.
What?
God, everyone. One person fucks a closing sentence every single time.
I don't know. I feel pretty empowered.
That's the point, Hugh. That you made people way too empowered. I don't. God damn it. All right, well, that's our show, guys. Also, I want to plug real quick, Freezer Burn has an Aqua Compliment show coming up, as well as a Riot show coming up. They're all in March, fortunately. But one is the 26th and the other is the 14th. Come out to those dates if you're not a pussy. Yeah, and also Michael Shannon for Oscar. Michael Shannon for Oscar, guys. See you later.